So I didn't get any profit, you know, there is not any extra income.
You're talking about the deal you made with whoever you purchased it from, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's not really within our purview here at the Board of Equalization. The only thing that we can look at is what's the fair market value of this of the property. Now, if you're saying that that $2.8 million included something besides this property, you know, we can listen to that. But the bigger concern, you know, we've got here is that we think that what we've looked at is these are pretty much, this value is pretty much in line with what other properties have been assessed at and that we've already had in BOE this year. And the valuation, I mean, I think that the previous purchaser, I mean, we don't have sales information on all cases, but in this one we do, but the previous purchaser had paid like 1.8, so your value here is still even below that. So I'm not sure what, without some independent appraisal or broker's opinion telling us that the value or income information, you know, sometimes motel owners get with the assessor and give income information so that she can do an income approach on your property. Without that information, it's hard for us to be able to knock this number down. But we're willing to listen to whatever you have.
This property is I don't know how much it costs because we did not have any broker or something like this. We just did by a buyer and seller, and I just look at it, multiply three times for the business, you know, that they have a good business in the 2021 around $950 something. So in the market, we always purchase a property according to three times. So that's why I put that much money. But the business-wise, it's still same. You know, there is no increase. I mean, it's still running 100K minus. So that means I just want to be request. I like to pay the same as whatever they pay in the last year. You know, that's the fair for me.
Okay. We'll let the assessors here, and I'll let her comment as because they reassessed this year, so I'm going to let her comment as it went up, I think, about $150,000 from the last time. So I'll let her comment and tell you what her basis is, okay?
Exactly. I really appreciate that. I'm running 100K minus. So the business is what I expected. It's not a good business in Branson right now. It is nowadays, according to other people, also the same thing. Because I'm new here. I just came from Utah, and I don't know the market is how it works, you know. And this is my first property.
I'm
struggling.
Yeah, and again, we appreciate you coming to Branson, but the problem we have is that all we deal with is valuation of your property. So as far as whether the business is going well or not, we can't really take that into consideration. All we can take into consideration is what the property is worth. I mean, what you're talking about could potentially be taken into consideration if you did an income approach with the assessor, but you have to get with the assessor prior to the appeal being heard so that you can potentially, you know, I'm just saying this maybe for the next time, next year or whatever, you might get with the assessor on this. 2 years from now, is that right?
25.
Yeah, it's 25. So, but anyway, I'm going to let the assessor explain why it went up a little bit.
Hello?
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Okay, this is Susan. Can you hear me?
Can you hear?
No, I couldn't hear you.
I said, this is Susan. Can you hear me?
A little bit. I barely hear you, but I don't know.
Pull it right up there, see what happens.
Okay, so the guys went into appraise. They lowered the condition of structures 2 through 9. They updated the calculations for structure 2. And then I guess the light poles were a different count. Then they updated the sketch and the comps for Structure 1, that's the motel. And so sometimes we've found that the sketches were done wrong, and that has a pretty large impact on people's values if the sketch was incorrectly sketched. And for the future, just so you know, again, we can do the income and finance aspect to see if that helps you in your valuation, but you would need to get with me at the end of 24, because when we get right up into BOE for 25, we just don't have the time. So again, keep in mind that the year before, and in Missouri, every odd year is an assessment year. So you are pretty much safe for 24 because we are locked out unless you make a change that's an addition or a subtraction from your property.
How many units?
How many units do you have there?
82. It was a 70 unit, and I changed for the 2 unit for apartment, so I can stay there and run the business because I'm running 24 hours this business to save some money, you know.
Is it so? You have 60.
Now it's 68.
You have 68 units.
Yes.
But how many did you have? Because we had you down for 73.
It was 73, and I think the previous owner, he did the breakfast room. I think he used for the breakfast room. And then it went down like maybe 70, and then I used 2 rooms for apartment. I made that this year, and now I have 68 rooms. Operating rooms is 68.
So dropping those 5 rooms, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to bring, would that bring them back down?
Not right now, because we're not doing income and finance.
I get it. I'm just trying to figure out value here.
Well, because that's a remodel to get to an apartment. So, again, you're putting capital improvements in.
Okay. So, really, I'm probably going to change it much.
Correct.
Okay. Sir, do you have anything else you'd like to present to us today?
Yeah, again, so I don't know how to present and what I need to say because I'm the first time, so I just tell you that I'm running 50 minus, and I'm running like working 24 hours to save some money. But I don't know how much money they paid last year, the previous owner, you know, the tax.
Well, the assessed value this time only went up about $150,000. Okay, which is. They went back and reassessed and got some things corrected. It's not, with respect to hotels, it's not a huge increase. So whatever he paid is just going to be that difference of the 150, but that's the assessed value. That's not what you pay as taxes. You'll get, after we make a decision here, you'll get a letter out, and it'll explain what we decided and what that is. Okay, but... As far as this goes, I don't know that the board sees anything or has anything in front of it that would indicate that this value is not fair and comparable to the other hotel owners or the other hotels in the area and something of your type of hotel. The assessor's given her basis as to how she came to her figure, so I'm not sure I see anything to reduce the appraised value. In this, do you, Jerry, anything?
I do not.
Okay. All right. With respect to BOE 357, I would make a motion to deny a change in value.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. You'll get a decision out in a couple of days. Again, I want to emphasize to you, I really appreciate the fact that you're having some trouble with respect to the money that you paid there, but what you need to do in order to try to if you think this value is too high at this point, which is the appraised value, you need to get with the assessor. At this point, it's going to be next year, and share with her your income numbers so that she can maybe potentially get your value back down. Okay, and it may not reduce it because it's already candidly pretty low, it looks like to me, but at least that would help you if the property is not producing the income. Okay?
Right. Thank you so much. And when I should contact the assessor, like next year in June 2024 or when?
Yeah, just sometime in 2024. I mean, I think the more data you have on your business, the better off and the better she can make her calculations, I suppose.
Because we need the 3 years of income and finance. So
he's not going to have the previous years unless the previous owner gave it.
I can look and see if they had theirs in.
Okay. Anyway, you can get with her and talk with her about that. You don't have to, but that's your call. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oops.
Okay.
Okay, we got in-person teleconference.
When's our in-person?
That's
is
Empire.
It at 10,
we got all
10:30?
The empires. We got all the empires. Okay, and those are all sometime.
Can we take a 5-minute recess till 10:30 then?
Yeah, we've got an in-person at 11. I'm going to try to get phone numbers on these ones.
We have an in-person at 10:30.
At 10:30.
Rasmussen. Oh, that's Tim. Yeah, Tim's at 10:30.
And Tim will be back. Yeah, we can take a 5-minute recess regardless. Be in recess.